We come to thee, Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, and we thank thee that once again we have an opportunity of spending some time thinking of the gospel message that centers around the person and the work of the Lord Jesus. And as we read thy word together, we pray that anyone who still does not know him as their Lord and Savior, anyone who is still in their sins, that this might be the very day when they will see their need to turn from their sin and may come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. We pray thy help for us as we read the scriptures now. We pray thou would help Raquel to be able to translate for me, and it'll be a clear message to all who are listening. We commend all to thee now, and any perhaps who might be traveling, we pray for safe journeys for them in perhaps what might be difficult conditions. And we ask these things and commit the time into thy hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we're reading first of all today from the Epistle to the Romans in chapter 10. And it's verses 9 to 17 to start with. And Romans 10 from verse chapter 9, chapter 10 and verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now I have two other shorter scriptures to read, but they all have this expression about obeying the gospel, or not obeying the gospel. And this, the next one is the first epistle of Peter and chapter 4. And we're reading the question at the end of verse 17. What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And finally, the second epistle to the Thessalonians in chapter 1 and verse 7, reading from halfway through verse 7 to the end of verse 9. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Now, Raquel will read those scriptures in Tagalog, first of all, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 17.
So ating basahin sa Tagalog sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 10, mula verse 9. Verse 9, kung ipahayag ng iyong labi na si Jesus ay Panginoon at buong puso kang sasampalataya na siya'y muling binuhay ng Diyos, maliligtas ka. Verse 10, sapagkat sumasampalataya ang tao sa pamamagitan ng kanyang puso at sa gayon ay pinapawalang sala ng Diyos. Nagpapahayag naman siya sa pamamagitan ng kanyang labi at sa gayon ay naliligtas. Verse 11. Sinabi nga ng kasulatan, walang sinumang sumasampalataya sa kanya ang mapapahiya. Verse 12. Kaya't walang pagkakaiba ang katayuan ng Hudyo at ng Hintil. Iisa ang Panginoon ng lahat at siya'y masaganang nagbibigay sa lahat ng tumatawag sa kanya. Verse 13. Dahil sinasabi sa kasulatan, maliligtas ang lahat ng tumatawag sa Panginoon. 14. Paano naman sila tatawag sa kanya kung hindi sila sumasampalataya? Paano sila sasampalataya kung wala pa silang napakinggan tungkol sa kanya? Paano naman sila makakapakinig kung walang mangangaral sa kanila? 15. At paanong makakapangaral ang sinuman kung hindi siya sinugo? Tulad ng nasusulat, o kay gandang pagmasdan ang pagdating ng mga may dalang magandang balita. 16. Ngunit hindi lahat ay tumanggap sa magandang balita gaya ng sinulat ni Isaias. Panginoon, sino ang naniniwala sa aming mensahe? 17. Kaya't ang pananampalataya ay bunga ng pakikinig, at ang pakikinig naman ay bunga ng pangangaral tungkol kay Kristo. Ngayon ang ating babasahin ang katanungan sa unang Pedro, chapter 4, verse 17. Dumating na ang panahon ng paghuhukom at ito'y nagsimula sa mga bayan ng Diyos. At kung sa atin ito'y magsisimula, ano kaya ang magiging wakas ng mga hindi sumusunod sa magandang balita ng Diyos? Ang katanungan ito, ano kaya ang magiging wakas ng mga hindi sumusunod sa magandang balita ng Diyos? At sa ikalawang Tesalonika,
chapter 1,
ay ating babasahin mula verses 7 hanggang 9. Ito ay isa uling katanungan. Chapter 1, verse 7.
Read the whole verse, so it's easier.
Sa mga taga, ikalawang sulat ni Pablo sa mga taga Tesalonika, chapter 1, verse 7. Kayo namang mga nagtitiis ay aaliwin niyang kasama namin sa pagbabalik ng Panginoong Hesus mula sa langit, kasama ang kanyang makapangyarihang anghel. Verse 8, darating siya sa gitna na naglalagablab na apoy at paparusahan ang lahat ng hindi kumikilala sa Diyos at hindi sumunod sa magandang balita. Verse 9,
yes.
Ang parusa sa kanila ay walang hanggang kapahamakan at may hiwalay sila sa Panginoon at sa dakila niyang kapangyarihan.
So, in all these passages from the scriptures we have read, we discover the importance of obeying the gospel.
Sa mga talatang ating binasa mula sa Biblia, ay ating mapag-aalaman ang kahalagahan ng pagsunod sa mabuting balita o ang ebanghelyo.
Obeying the gospel involves believing and agreeing with God's what God's word tells me about myself, that I was born a sinner with a sin nature that I inherited from Adam. It was Adam who disobeyed God and brought sin into the world. Thus, I commit sins and am therefore guilty before a holy God.
Ang pagsunod sa ebanghelyo o sa magandang balita ay nangangailangan ng pagsang-ayon sa sinasabi ng salita ng Diyos patungkol sa aking sarili, na ako ay isinilang na makasalanan, na mayroong makasalanang kalikasan, na minana mula kay Adan, na sumuway sa Diyos at nagdala ng kasalanan sa sanlibutan. Kung kaya ako ay nagkakasala at makasalanan sa harap ng banal na Diyos.
Twice in the book of Romans, we read these words, for there is no difference. In Romans chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, we read, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Makalawang beses sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma ay ating mababasa, sapagkat ang mga katagang sapagkat walang pagkakaiba. Sa Roma chapter 3, verses 22 hanggang 23, ay ating mababasa, sapagkat walang pagkakaiba, ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang nakaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos.
We therefore ought never to excuse ourselves by thinking I'm not so bad a sinner as other people, by which folks mean that they think they have kept God's law more than some other people have.
Kung kaya huwag nating isipin na tayo ay hindi kasing sama ng ibang tao. Ang ibig sabihin ay kanilang sinusunod ang batas ng Diyos ng higit sa pagsunod ng ibang tao.
God says there is no difference. So this is not a question of law keeping. It is the matter of the glory of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal, holy, sinless Son of God, lived a perfect life here on earth, ever showing the glory of God in his life, for he is God.
Ang sabi ng salita ng Diyos, walang pagkakaiba. Kung kaya't hindi ang katanungang sinusunod ba ng tao ang kautusan, bagkus ito'y patungkol sa kabanalan ng Diyos. Ang Panginoong Hesus ay walang hanggang banal at walang bahid ng kasalanang anak ng Diyos na nabuhay dito sa sanlibutan at ipinakita ang kabanalan ng Diyos sapagkat siya ay Diyos.
The manhood of the Lord Jesus is holy, perfect, sinless manhood. He could not sin because he had no sin nature like us, because he is the eternal Son of God. He had no human father. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost so that his mother, Mary, was still a virgin when she gave birth to the Lord Jesus.
Ang pagkatao ng Panginoong Hesus ay banal at walang kasalanan sapagkat wala siyang makasalanang kalikasan gaya natin. Siya ay ipinaglihi sa pamamagitan ng banal na espiritu at ipinanganak ng isang birhen na si Maria.
Our manhood is sinful humanity, and that unmeasurable contrast between the holy life of the Lord Jesus and our lives as guilty sinners is what coming short of the glory of God means.
Ang ating pagkatao ay makasalanan. Ito'y walang kapantay na kaibahan sa banal na buhay ng Panginoong Hesus at ng ating makasalanang buhay. At ito ang ibig sabihin ng talatang tayo ay hindi nakaabot sa kabanalan ng Diyos.
We read in Romans chapter 10, verse 12, where we find the other occurrence of the words, for there is no difference. But here it means that there is no national difference.
At sa mga talatang ating binasa, sa Roma chapter 10, verse 12, kung saan nakita nating muli ang mga salitang walang pagkakaiba, nang ibig sabihin ay walang pambansang pagkakaiba.
So that no matter whether someone is Jewish, Greek, British, Filipino, Canadian, or any other race, everyone is a sinner and everyone needs to be saved. The tragedy is that not everyone wants to be saved.
Maging ang isang mga bagay na ito, maging ang isang tao ay Hudyo, Griego, Briton, Pilipino, o Canadian, o kahit anong lahi, Ang bawat isa ay makasalanan at nangangailangan ng kaligtasan. Subalit ang masaklap na pangyayari, hindi ninais ng lahat na magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
Through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross, God offers salvation to all. That offer is stated in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, which says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Whosoever means that God's offer of salvation is to everyone. It is offered to you today.
Ngunit sa ating mga binasa, sa Romans chapter 10, verse 13, ay nasasaad, maliligtas ang lahat ng tumatawag sa pangalan ng Panginoon. Ito ang pangako ng Diyos para sa lahat sa pamamagitan ng natapos na gawa ng Panginoong Hesus sa krus, at ito ay ibinibigay sa inyo ngayon.
Because the Lord Jesus is God, is the only sinless man, only he could die for our sins. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God."
Sapagkat ang Panginoong Hesus ang natatanging tao o nag-iisang tao na walang kasalanan. Siya lamang ang maaaring mamatay para sa ating mga kasalanan. Sa aklat ng unang Pedro chapter 3 verse 18 ay nasasaad, "Si Kristo ay nagdusa para sa kasalanan, ang matuwid para sa mga hindi matuwid upang iharap tayo sa Diyos."
We really deserve eternal judgment for our sins in hell and in the lake of fire forever. But out of love for you and me, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4 tell us that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
At dahil tayo'y makasalanan, nararapat lang na harapin natin ang walang hanggang kaparusahan sa impyerno at dagat-dagat ang apoy. Subalit sa pag-ibig ng Diyos sa atin, si Kristo ay namatay ayon sa kasulatan at inilibing at nabuhay muli sa ikatlong araw ayon sa kasulatan. Ang mga talatang ito'y matatagpuan sa unang Corinto chapter 15 verses 3 hanggang 4.
The Lord Jesus has paid in full the price that God required in order to forgive our sins on a righteous basis. The Lord Jesus paid that price by shedding his blood, laying down his life on the cross, and God has accepted that sacrifice for sin and has raised him from the dead.
Sa pamamagitan ng pagbuhos ng dugo at pag-aalay ng kanyang buhay, binayaran ng Panginoong Hesus ang halaga na itinakda ng Diyos upang mapatawad ang ating mga kasalanan sa matuwid na batayan. At tinanggap ng Diyos ang kanyang alay at siya ay binuhay na muli.
Now, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 clearly tell you how to be saved. To turn from God in repentance of your sins and to believe on the risen Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is obedience to the gospel. The only way you can be saved. We will read Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 again. I'll read it in English and Raquel will follow on with Tagalog. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
At sa muli sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 10, verse 9 hanggang 10, ito'y nagpapahayag kung paano makakamit ang kaligtasan. pagsisihan ang kasalanang nagawa tungo sa Diyos, at paniniwala at pagtanggap kay Jesus bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Ito ang pagsunod sa mabuting balita o sa Ebanghelyo, at ito lamang ang tanging paraan upang tayo ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan. Muli nating basahin sa Aklat ng mga Taga-Roma, chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Kung ipahayag ng iyong labi na si Jesus ay Panginoon at buong puso kang sasampalataya na siya'y muling binuhay ng Diyos, maliligtas ka. Sapagkat sumasampalataya ang tao sa pamamagitan ng kanyang puso at sa gayon ay pinapawalang sala ng Diyos, nagpapahayag naman siya sa pamamagitan ng kanyang labi at sa gayon ay naliligtas.
To believe with the heart on the Lord Jesus is more than just believing with the mind, which is believing the facts. Believing with the heart involves a changed life. It is a change of desire. Before we are saved, we are children of disobedience. But when God saves us, we desire to live lives in obedience to God's word.
Ang buong pusong paniniwala sa Panginoong Jesus ay maipapakita sa pamamagitan ng pagbabagong buhay. Ito'y pagbabago ng mga naisin sa buhay. Maaring bago tayo naligtas ay sinusuway natin ng Diyos. Subalit kung tayo ay mayroong kaligtasan, ang ating naisin ay sundin ang salita ng Diyos.
Someone who is saved is glad to be saved and wants to testify to others about the Lord Jesus. That is why Romans chapter 10 verse 11 says, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Verses 14 and 15 also tell us of how important it is to tell others the gospel. And that is why we bring the gospel to you on Zoom today.
At kung mayroon ng kaligtasan ng isang tao, ito'y magbibigay kasiyahan at ng pagnanais na ipahayag ang Panginoong Jesus sa ibang tao. Sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 10, verse 11, ay nasasaad, ang sino mang nananampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mahihiya. At sa talatang 14 at 15 ay isinasaad ang kahalagahan ng pagpapahayag ng mabuting balita o ebanghelyo sa ibang tao. Kung kaya nga, ito ay aming ipinapahayag sa inyo ngayon.
What is your response to hearing the gospel today? Verse 16 is solemn when it tells us that they have not all obeyed the gospel. If you have not yet believed and therefore have not yet obeyed the gospel, you are still not saved. And what are the consequences of continuing on in your sins, disobeying God's call in the gospel?
Ano ang iyong tugon sa mabuting balita o ebanghelyo na narinig nyo ngayon? Sa talatang 16 ay ipinahayag, ngunit hindi lahat ay tumanggap sa ebanghelyo o magandang balita. At kung hindi pa kayo nananampalataya at sumunod, kayo'y hindi ligtas. At ano nga ba ang kahihinatnan kung kayo ay mananatili sa inyong mga kasalanan at sumuway sa pagtawag ng Diyos?
We read this question also from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
Sa aklat ng unang Pedro, chapter 4, 17, ay ating nabasa ang katanungang, ano ang magiging wakas ng mga hindi sumusunod sa mabuting balita o ebanghelyo ng Diyos?
When sinners who are not saved die in their sins, it is forever too late. When sinners who are not saved, when the Lord Jesus returns to take all saved people to be eternally with him in heaven, unbelievers will be left behind for God's judgment. Those who die in their sins are tormented in hell, facing God's judgment.
Kung ang makasalanan na walang kaligtasan ay pumanaw, at kung ang Panginoong Jesus ay magbalik upang kunin ang mga mananampalataya upang makasama niya magpasawalang hanggan sa kalangitan, ang mga hindi mananampalataya ay maiiwan upang lasapin at o harapin ang poot ng Diyos at walang hanggang paghihirap sa impyerno.
Physical death can come to any one of us at any moment. The Lord Jesus could return at any moment. Immediately after either of those events, it will be forever too late to get saved. In these verses we read from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, God solemnly gave this warning for those who are not yet saved.
Ang pisikal na kamatayan ay darating sa bawat isa. At sa anumang sandali, gayon din ang pagbabalik ng Panginoon. At pagkatapos na ito ay mangyari, ay magiging huli na upang maligtas. Sa mga talata sa ikalawang Tesalonika, chapter 1, verse 7 hanggang 9, ay nagbigay ng babala ang Diyos sa mga taong hindi paligtas.
When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power.
Muli nating basahin sa ikalawang Tesalonika, chapter 1, verse 7 hanggang 9. Verse 7, kayo namang mga nagtitiis ay aaliwin niyang kasama namin sa pagbabalik ng Panginoong Jesus mula sa langit, kasama ang kanyang makapangyarihang anghel. Darating siya sa gitna ng naglalagablab na apoy at paparusahan ang lahat ng hindi kumikilala sa Diyos at hindi sumunod sa magandang balita ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Verse 9, ang parusa sa kanila ay walang hanggang kapahamakan at maihiwalay sila sa Panginoon at sa dakila niyang kapangyarihan.
At the end of this final gospel message on Zoom for 2025, showing us how quickly time is passing, why not get saved today? God loves you. Christ died for you. Please do not delay any longer. Obey the gospel today. Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31 say, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
At sa pagtatapos ng aming mensahe, ng aming huling mensahe para sa taong ito, taong 2025, ito'y ipinapakita lamang kung gaano kabilis ang paglipas ng panahon. Bakit hindi ka maliligtas ngayon? Mahal ka ng Diyos at si Kristo ay namatay para sa iyo. Ang aming pakiusap, huwag niyong ipagpaliban. Sundin ang Ebanghelyo ngayon. At sa aklat ng mga gawa, chapter 16, verse 30-31, ay nasasaad ang katanungang, ano po ang dapat kong gawin upang ako'y maligtas? Sumagot naman sila Pablo, sumampalataya ka sa Panginoong Jesus at maliligtas ka, ikaw at ang iyong sambahayan.
Shall we pray? God and Father, we come to thee at the end of this time when we've looked at some very solemn scriptures concerning the gospel and of our need of everyone's need to obey the gospel, and to neglect that is really just the opposite to be disobeying the gospel. We're children of disobedience by nature, but we pray that we may not neglect the message that we've heard today from thy word. We've read from thy word of the urgency of this message going out. How shall they hear without a preacher? And how should they preach except they be sent? And each one of us who are believers on the Lord Jesus, we are to pass that message on. And that's what we sought to do today. To any on the call who is still without the Lord Jesus, without Christ, still in their sins, we know that thy word also says, although we did not consider the verse, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we know that so hearing by that word of God is taking thee at thy word, O God, and believing the gospel. Or that thou would help someone who's never done that before, someone on the call, to do that today. The end of the year reminds us that some of us have heard the gospel many times, and it may be today they still need to take that step of faith in the and trust in the Lord Jesus and repent of sin. We want to see everyone in heaven. We know the only way there, the only way is to trust the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one who can save us. Pray that no one will end up in that other place by their own neglect of this gospel message. We thank thee for everyone on the call who's listened, and we pray thy blessing upon thy word, that the Holy Spirit will speak to the hearts of all who've heard this message today. And we ask all these things in the worthy and precious name of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.